So, man, man.
Huh? Michael Turner asking questions now.
What's
huh?
up? Yeah. Yeah, what's up?
First Hi. Question.
Yeah. What's Michael up? Turner, you want any questions?
Oh, yeah. Do you miss having Mike Turner run it?
Oh, I miss him. I miss him. You know, short yardage. You know, that laugh he got. I miss him, man. I miss him a lot. You know, great leader on the team. And made practice fun.
Thank you, Julio.
Oh, you're welcome. Words. You're welcome.
What else y'all got?
You've had one coming up now on 8 years with Matt.
Seven.
Well, this will be the eighth, right?
No, seven. No, this will be seven.
11?
Seven.
My math is off.
It's okay.
Thank you for correcting that.
Yeah, no, it's no problem.
7 years.
Yes, sir.
What have you seen the biggest change in him from when you first got here as far as his presence, his abilities?
Just staying consistent. You know, just been doing it for 7 years. Matt's always been Matt to me. I always get asked this question about Matt switching up and, oh, he's MVP this year, this and that. I always, you know, seen the capabilities that he had in him early on and just the way he delivers the ball. He's a precision passer, all those things. And he's just been consistent for so long, you got to get recognized.
How much can he build on even a year? He played at an MVP level. How much can he build on that?
Well, last year was last year. You know, as far as Matt, he come out here every day and just try to get better, which everybody does the same thing. You know, we just try to come out here every day and just get better, iron sharpen iron. Come out here and just compete against each other every day.
What have you seen from the first two games of the first team offense when they haven't been out there?
Yeah, we moving the ball up and down the field. You know, nobody's stopped us yet. You know, we just go out there, 7 points, 3 points, whatever it is. Just moving the ball. You know, everybody's in sync. We still got little things to clean up. But, I mean, it's early. It's still preseason. You know, we're not trying to be in mid-season form right now. You know, but we work every day to get there.
How hard is it for you to sit there and just watch and not be able to get out there and
play? It's not that difficult for me, you know, because I'm watching because I want to coach and help guys get better. And I understand by them being better, we're going to be a better ball team. You know, so it's when I'm out there watching, it's not more like, oh, I want to be out there to make that play. I want to see those guys in those positions to see if they're going to make those plays and see, like, ask them what they was thinking on those plays and why they made that decision so I can help them and let them know, you know, my point of view, like what they could have done better.
You know, along those lines, for a player of your caliber, how important is preseason and to get those reps? Or because everyone already knows what you are capable of.
Right. Speaking for me or
yeah,
just
for
in
yourself,
general?
Yeah,
well, just for me. Yes, for me, I'll be ready. You know, I'm a professional. I'll be ready to go. Playing out here, practicing against these guys every day, it's like the preseason for me. I don't take any plays off. It's not, I'm lollygagging around. Like, it's full speed. These guys coming at the ball, all those things.
Well, when you see an injury the other night or a possible injury for a player, like, played in the Monday night game. Does that kind of make you stop and think? Like,
who got injured? I don't know. I don't watch preseason.
Okay. Odell.
I didn't know he got injured.
Possibly.
Oh, yes. So I don't. All right. Thank you, baby. Yep. Bean talk.
I mean, obviously, yep. An injury can happen anytime.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Injuries definitely can happen. It's football. You know, guys are flying around. And especially in the preseason, though, it's guys is really just trying to get their feet wet and try to have an understanding of the game. You know, and those guys out there, they flying around. The game is just so fast to them. They just run around. Their head is spinning. So it can be dangerous in the preseason more so than the regular season because, you know, especially a lot of guys who play in the regular season kind of know what they're doing, you know. So it's not like guys going low and hitting you in the head and all this other stuff. So.
Do you
want to
get out there on Saturday or is it, like you said, practice pretty much?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. You know, I'm feeling good. You know, me and Q will talk it over. I'm ready to go. I go out there and play Saturday. It's football. I'm ready to go whenever. So,
what kind of teammate is Muhammad been to you? I mean, when he first got here.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to adjust? And what kind
of? He came right in and like it just took him a little bit to adjust. You know, just the way the standard we have here. You know, the going out and like he's always been a great guy. You know, work hard, things like that. But he's just been working on his craft more. You know, he's a lot of talent, but you gotta craft every day. You gotta work on it. And he's been doing that. And, I mean, it's big improvements from last year to this year with him. Like, not only his leadership qualities and play on the field.
Coach told me a a little while ago that I guess you guys have a really good understanding of what your specific roles are and some of the conversations you guys have had.
Yeah.
What are some of those things that you guys have talked about?
You know, it's third down and Sanu. You know, third downs, we're trying to get him the ball. You know, that's what he's great at, you know. We want to showcase his skills, being able to get open, be man-to-man, sitting down in zones, things like that. Mine's more of, you know, take the top off type deal, but we try to interchange those routes too. You know, me and Mo, we always try to interchange. He's like, you want to put a switch on this? You want me to run your route, run your route? But he be playing though, so he's not, he ain't taking no top off.